Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Melanie and kick it off. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I'm calling you to ask you if you know where I might find out if any studies regarding diabetes have ever been done about the overprescription of diabetic medications such as insulin or other oral medications, where maybe the person does not eat enough calories, carbohydrates, to over a period of time to possibly use up the amount of medication prescribed.
I don't know if there are studies that have been done on that. I'm not sure. I mean, none that I have seen, that's for sure. What's your concern?
IH, who does a lot of grant giving to various universities to make studies, but they're typically about new medications or, you know, different ways of dealing with diabetic problems. And I've not been able to find out. I don't really know how to ask it. I just know that I don't eat very many carbohydrates. I don't eat a lot of food. I do have diabetes.
On purpose? On purpose? Like you just don't want to eat or...
Reasons I can't afford all that I would like to have is the first one. And the second one is that I do a typically a vegetarian diet. Doesn't mean I never eat any meat. It just means that I seldom eat it. And I use a lot of tofu and stuff, and I just feel satisfied without it. But when I keep meticulous records of what I eat, I discover that I really don't have a lot of calories. Really don't have, I have less than 1,000 calories a day, for example, and my carbohydrates are quite low, and I have very little fat, and very little salt, and so basically they say that that's a very good diet. It just doesn't have the variety of vegetables and fruits that I would like to have added. If I have bread, then that causes problems for me. But nevertheless, I was prescribed heavy doses of insulin, two types of insulin, and my blood sugar went way up over beyond, you know, where it's like you got to do something about it.
Sure.
I stopped taking the fast-acting insulin, and my blood sugar was still not normal, but it was like very low, close to normal after eating. And I just wondered if it's possible that because I'm not eating a lot of carbohydrates and people may assume that I'm eating more, or I don't even get 40 grams of carbohydrates per meal. They say that I need to eat 40 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per meal, and it's difficult for me to do. I just am not that hungry. So then I take the medicine, whether it be insulin or oral medication, and after the meal, then my blood sugar is higher than when I don't take anything.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I don't know of any studies on that. I will tell you that if you're looking to regulate your blood sugar as best you can and not have to be on as much medication, one of the keys to it is, and I don't know, you know, financially how you, you know, where you are with this, but just something as simple as eating proteins, fats, and carbohydrates every meal, you can help regulate it. So even if you only got 20 grams of carbohydrate, but you can have 20 grams of protein and 15 grams of fat, like a handful of almonds or something like that, and eat multiple times throughout the day, you're going to help regulate your blood sugar. That's one of the best things you can do. Did you realize that?
Yes. I don't eat the nuts as much because I have problems with teeth, but I can grind them up and put them in my food.
Okay.
And so that's what I do, and I do seeds in my ground up in my food instead of having to chew on them because I have problems with my teeth.
I got it.
And
you can do the nut butters, too. You know, you can do it like almond butter, cashew butter.
Yeah, I love almond butter. It's one of my favorites, but it's expensive. So what I haven't found yet and going to try to find is a stronger machine that I can just make my own.
Well, they have, just so you know, they've got,
you get at the store.
They've got almond butter now at Walmart for like $4,
$3. Oh, I know. I saw it, but it's... What I like is what they call roasted raw almond butter.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have, it's just raw and it doesn't have anything in it.
Sure, making your own is a great idea. Making your own is a great idea. So, I mean, your question is, do they have any research? My answer is I don't really know. Because I've never seen any in that regard. But I do know that if you keep things balanced in your eating habits, they've done plenty of studies on that. And that's one of the best ways to keep, you know, your blood sugar levels under control. It sounds like you're doing okay. You don't have to eat a ton of carbohydrates. You just got to stay out of ketosis. You know what that means?
Yes. And, you know, I don't have the stuff to check that, and I haven't been asked to check that. I just am really wanting desperately to not have to take, you know, I do have the disease. A few years ago, I haven't always had access to health care. Consequently, I'll have medication and have access and be doing fine, and then I won't have access, and then I can't get the medication and blah, blah, like that. Now I have pretty regular access. That's all well and good. Nevertheless, I'm still doing the same diet that I did back when I didn't have it and before, but then I've gotten, you know, because of the diabetes and because of the lack of control or because of what I suspect would be over-prescribing the amount of medication, I guess that's a better way to put it, then I really have just had uncontrolled high blood sugar, and my theory is simply that I produce some insulin myself, and because I produce some insulin, then when I am prescribed a lot of, say, insulin, then it just, you know, it and I'm not eating very much carbohydrates, which means that I'm not going to use all of that insulin.
I understand what you're saying. You know, and you do need a certain amount of carbohydrate in, but the proteins and the fats are going to be your keys. The body, here's what will happen. If you eat well and you eat multiple meals throughout the day, even if they're small, inexpensive type meals, and you can do that on a regular basis, the body will start regulating. And then as you go to your doctor, they'll see that and they'll have to probably manage the dose of insulin that you're getting. So that's one of your surefire ways to get the body to balance out at a much better rate. That's what I would do. And make sure your doctor's kind of on board with your game plan as well. Okay? We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, if you ever dealt with anxiety before, you know how it feels. I mean, there's constant, almost a sense of being overwhelmed, heart starts beating fast, all these sorts of things. Well, parents' social anxiety, they're saying, may raise kids' risk for an anxiety disorder. So parental social anxiety should be considered a risk factor for childhood anxiety, according to researchers. New study, researchers from Johns Hopkins Children's Center found that kids with parents who have social anxiety disorder, which is the most common form of anxiety, are at a greater risk for developing an anxiety disorder than kids who parents have other forms of anxiety. So the study revealed that the parental behaviors that contributed to the children's anxiety included a lack of warmth and affection, as well as high levels of criticism and doubt. So there's a broad range of anxiety disorders. So what we did was hone in on social anxiety itself. And they found that the anxiety-promoting parental behaviors may be unique to the parent's diagnosis and not necessarily common to all those with anxiety. So the study's senior investigator, Golda Ginsburg, who's professor of child and adolescent psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said in the news release, in conducting the study, Ginsburg team examined the interactions between 66 anxious parents and their children, whose ages range from 7 to 12 years. Now, each parent-child team was videotaped while working together to write speeches about themselves and also copy designs in an etch-and-sketch. They were given 5 minutes to complete each task on a scale of 1 to 5. The researchers rated the affection and criticism the parents showed their children. Well, the study authors found that the parents with social anxiety were less warm and affectionate toward their children. The parents also criticized their children more and tended to doubt their child's ability to complete each task. Ginsburg also is a child anxiety expert at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, added that doctors treating patients with social anxiety should discuss the risk of their children and how it poses major issues. Children with an inherited propensity to anxiety do not just become anxious because of their genes. So what we need are ways to prevent the environmental catalyst, in this case, parental behaviors, from unlocking the underlying genetic mechanisms responsible for the disease, he said. Study author noted that anxiety disorders affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, and if left untreated, the condition can lead to depression, substance abuse, and poor performance in school. The study was released online in advance recently in the Child Psychiatry and Human Development Journal. So, interesting about how anxiety forms. And of course, you also know that with anxiety, it's a GABA-related issue. GABA is a neurotransmitter in the brain. And making sure that you're not nutritionally deficient, that you're, you know, functioning at a peak level, is very, very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. Of course, our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can check it out there as well. We're going to go to Michael now. Hi, Michael.
I've had some health issues, and I've been going through these things where the whole inside of my mouth gets raw. I'm also a singer. I'm a musician. I play. And my throat has just been leaving. But at the same time, like, my tongue is raw. My back of my throat's raw. Just curious. It might be antibiotics that I've had to take. Or is it stuff like the pain medicine I've had to take? I'm not sure which one it could possibly be.
That's a tough one. The pain meds a lot of times can affect things going on in the mouth. So that may be one of the issues there that you might want to consider. That might be just kind of one of the little top issues there you might want to look at. So talk with the doctor about the pain meds and the different side effects that you could be seeing. Now, a B vitamin deficiency could be causing it too. B1 and B2, either one of those could be an issue. So looking into that, you can get a blood test done, find out if you have any deficiencies, or they're water-soluble vitamins, so they're actually really easy to use as far as figuring things out. And, you know, again, plenty of fruits and vegetables, you're going to get tons of B vitamins out of there as well. So, I mean, a lot of different factors. I like blood testing. I think it's great. Gives you good information, quick, easy, and it's reliable. But again, with B vitamins like a B1, B2, you're not going to hurt yourself. And you can even go to a health food store, and they'll tell you this. But it's always good to talk with your doctor kind of thing. And you can use B1 and B2 at small amounts and then see if your mouth even responds. But you want to go with what they tell you. I'm just letting you know that information is out there. But many times that can be the case. And you could have heavy metal buildup. There could be some toxicity in there. Probably not, but it's just a could be. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So it's not just so much genetic. It's more about our lifestyle choices. Knowing our genetic blueprint is important. I will tell you that. It's vitally important to know exactly where you are and how well your body's functioning. And getting a genetic test done where they swab the inside of your cheek, you mail it in and you can figure out exactly, you know, what your blueprint is. Gene Me is a company that does that. You can check them out at getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. More information about that. Really, really good stuff. They've got great information. It's cutting edge. It's new. And in the nutrition world, you'll be finding here very soon, right around the corner, how important it is and really how it can set you up to win. And really, that's what it's all about. You know, it's interesting because there's a new study out talking about really the impacts of virus and chronic fatigue. We're going to talk about that when we come out of this break in just a moment. It's very interesting to think about how chronic fatigue has become so rampant in our country. Now, granted, people are under a lot more stress, financial stress, and that sort of thing. I get that. But we're learning there's probably some strong medical reasons that you're feeling as tired as well. So we'll get into that when we come out of this break. Also, going back to the phones when we come back to tackle your health questions in just a moment. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later...
and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. There's a new study out that debunks the virus theory for chronic fatigue. For so long, chronic fatigue syndrome has been thought to be caused by a virus. And, of course, they're now finding U.S. National Institutes of Health and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other institutions have been examining patients over this. And the bottom line is there's evidence that now they're saying there's the XMRV and the PMLD infection are no longer thought to be the cause, which is really interesting. So chronic fatigue also affects about 1 million people in the United States, according to Columbia News release. With women more likely to have the diagnosis, the condition is marked by unexplained fatigue that does not get better with bed rest. So patients, a lot of times Lyme disease, just so you know, is a big part of this as well. But the patients also report problems with memory and other thinking skills, muscle or joint pain, headache, and other symptoms. In 2009, there's a paper published in the Journal of Science connected with the syndrome to infection with mouse virus known as the XMRV. And, of course, it was linked to leukemia as well, which is kind of interesting. But to lay the matter to rest, researchers launched a new study. They assembled blood samples from a group affected by chronic fatigue syndrome and those not affected. None of these samples had evidence of either virus. And the new study should end in all concerns about the viruses causing the disease, said Kimberly McCleary, president of the CFIDS. Well, she said that over the past 3 years, more than 70 publications have been followed, the original linking CFS, she said, and the news report released the weaknesses of the past research in years, and she says now we can no longer have any ambiguity. She said, as head of virology at the MRC National Institute for Medical Research in London, there is no remaining evidence linking the viruses to chronic fatigue syndrome. And over the years, researchers have looked at many types of infections to see if they may trigger or cause chronic fatigue syndrome, according to the CDC. Among them are the virus that caused the Epstein-Barr infection, human herpes virus, and the Ross River virus. Studies on whether the changes in a person's immune system might lead to CFS have been mixed. So there's no evidence now that chronic fatigue syndrome is caused by deficiencies in nutrition, interestingly enough, although experts recommend a balanced diet for anyone with a condition. Again, there's a lot of could-bes, a lot of might-bes, the reality is when you're tired in a chronic way, there's emotional conditions that it could be coming from. There are a lot of factors that can link into chronic fatigue. I mean, you just look at it. You eat bad, you don't exercise, you're totally stressed out, you're working 80 hours a week, you go through a bad relationship or whatever you got going on in your life, you compound and you're trying to see your kids and spend time with them. I mean, you put all that together and you've got a big mess. And the body has a hard time recovering anyway from stress. So putting all that together is interesting to say the least. And many people are struggling with that today. And chronic fatigue is a real deal. People really struggle with that and have a hard time with it. Doctors are diagnosing it all the time. So it's coming up with a good game plan of how to get the body functioning and learning what that really is. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call now. Don't forget our wellness providers at our website. You find them there, getwellradio.com. Healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Got some great folks around the country joining the team. Let's go to Brooke now. Hi, Brooke.
I'm calling on regards to I got rheumatoid arthritis. Things started happening as I progressed and started taking medicines and stuff. I had an allergic reaction, and that went away. Then it went to my face, and I've had a form of rosacea for probably a year and a half. And I'm losing my hair. The rosacea is getting really, really bad.
That's tough. I know the rosacea can get really, really tough. I mean, but you remember that all these conditions, like any kind of skin condition, usually happens from the inside out. Okay, so skin conditions, I always say, are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So if you get down to it and you really can figure out exactly what's going on within the digestive tract, that's the key. So you balance out the bacteria, the good with the bad, and probiotics can help do that. Fermented dairy products, fermented vegetables like kimchi are really good at that. And they can help you figure out exactly what's going on with, you know, as far as once you start eating those foods, you'll notice if you had an imbalance in the bacteria in your gut, which is important to know. Now, that's a big one. And the other is making sure that you get enough of the omega-3 fats. So cod liver oil and krill oil, salmon oil, they're all wonderful. You can get great omega-3s and what you need out of those to give your body back what it needs. And many skin conditions come from deficiencies. They really do. And poor bacteria. So you start clearing those up and you'll start noticing, or you should start noticing a difference. And your doctor, I don't know what they're doing, the dermatologist or whatever, but some dermatologists are on board with that theory and others are not. So you just have to go with what they tell you. I will tell you this. Healthy gut, healthy skin. Skin's the largest organ that we have, and there is a very strong gut-skin connection. And it's pretty amazing. So keep looking into that, and I think you'll notice a big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going over to Larry now. Hi, Larry.
Yes, Dr. Asa. I had recently bought some new probiotics, and I don't know much about them. I just know that the one I bought has, I guess it's several billion of, like, three different strands of it.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But the old one that I normally have been buying has like 16 different strands. And I was wondering just, you know, a little bit of information on having a multitude of strands, or if just the three, you know, main ones are good, just depending on how many is in each capsule. And maybe, I know it suggests you to take a certain amount on the bottle, but I've heard you say if you're having problems like with candida and other things like that, to maybe up it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to do that. I mean, with probiotics, first and foremost, you know, 2 or 3 billion per capsule is fine. I mean, when they get 16 billion, that's fine, too. There's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, the probiotics are just good to take on a regular basis, I think. It, just with everything we have coming at us in our food supply and water supply, it's good to make sure you've got healthy bacteria going on in your gut. It's just extremely important. So the probiotics, as long as they're, you know, the good quality, good brand, ones that you can trust, and they've got a good amount of organisms in there, then you should be fine. Are you eating fermented dairy too, yogurt and those sorts of foods?
Yeah, I'm doing the unsweetened kefir, and I bought some kimchi because I've never had it before, and I know that that's a fermented food.
Yeah,
but,
it's really good. Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, after I take my probiotics, you know, I try to do it on an empty stomach because I don't want to waste it. You know, it gets absorbed if there's food in your stomach and it doesn't get utilized.
It absorbs a little bit better, I think, yeah.
And I wondered, you know, what if I drink certain things after I, like if I drink, you know, some green tea or coffee, which I only drink like one cup of coffee maybe per every 3 days or so, would that hurt the bacteria at all, like the hot food or the hot beverage?
No, typically not. Coffee itself, you're not really going to affect the bacteria too much with that. I wouldn't worry about that one at all, because the bacteria usually going to be affected more of what's in the water that's in the coffee. Like, for example, if it had chlorinated water, the chlorine will go in and wipe out a lot of the bacteria in the gut, the good and the bad. So that's why, you know, the chlorinated water, fluorinated water, a lot of times you want to steer clear of, because it can disrupt the bacterial flora. And, of course, can depress the immune system and decrease elimination and those kind of things. So good question, though, for sure. Thanks, Larry. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Our health tip, one of them for the day, is how to prevent excess gas. And we found Health Day talked about excessive gas in the digestive tract. Of course, it can make you feel bloated and uncomfortable. But the American Gastroenterological Association, the AGA, offers these suggestions to help prevent the condition. If you wear dentures, have your dentist check to make sure they fit properly, believe it or not. Don't chew gum or eat hard candies, particularly those that contain sorbitol. And eating foods that contain high fructose corn syrup, also avoid carbonated drinks. They can both create a lot of gas and bloating. Don't eat foods that tend to cause gas, like cauliflower, broccoli, beans, bran, and cabbage. Well, remember, usually you've got a bacterial issue. You get the good probiotics going in there, and you can handle those foods very well. If you're lactose intolerant, the AGA says to restrict your dairy products, and they said to try exercise, especially jogging, walking, and calisthenics. The increased blood flow and the increased activity can help tremendously improve your overall digestion and the elimination of excess gas and bloating. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll get back to your health questions when we come back from this quick break. Remember, if the body can get sick, there's hope to get well, stay well, and live well. It's all about being strategic with your health.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Peter now. Hi, Peter.
I'm a 54-year-old white male heart attack survivor, and have been doing a lot of things that I think are consistent with your protocols, and I really appreciate the information that I received from you. However, today on one of the major news networks, there was a rather disturbing report about calcium supplements. I've been taking calcium for a long, long time, way prior to, you know, my heart problems or the known factor of my heart problems. And there was a report today that suggested that a higher degree of blood calcium levels could contribute to heart problems. And I'm just curious about what you know about that, what you think about that, and what I might do from here on out.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about the supplements themselves. And the reason I'm saying that is, you know, a couple things to think about, a couple things to look at. You know, one is when it comes to calcium, you got to make sure you got enough vitamin D. That's the key. And so enough vitamin D is for sure the most important thing. If you don't have enough vitamin D, which most people are deficient in, then you're not going to be able to handle foods very well. And when I say that, meaning the absorption of what you need from the calcium. Okay. Now, if you just have because we get enough calcium in our foods, for the most part. Now, I know everybody says drink your milk and all that, but if you eat a decent diet, if you're eating, you know, for the most part, good fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, good kind of carbohydrates, you're probably going to get enough calcium. And the body has this buffering mechanism in it, too, that really does make a big difference. So as long as you're doing that, you should be fine. But the vitamin D is the key. That's where people miss it. And with the calcium in the heart and whatnot, it's all about, are you using the calcium that your body has? If not, then it's going to go to other places. That's how we get calcium deposits. That's how you get little bone spurs to form, those kind of things. So just a couple things to think about. Might want to anyway. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges, of course, we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So understand that your choices make a huge difference and all that you do. Let's go to, Shepherd. Hi, Shepherd.
Well, I've been having severe neck pain to the point where it had become debilitating. And as an archaeologist, I have to do a lot of digging and a lot of, you know, manual labor. And I was no longer able to do that because of the pain. And I had an MRI and found out that I have degenerative disc disease in my neck, C2 through C7. I also have facet hypertrophy, and my question is, I'm at a point now that some of the discs are herniated. I don't want to have a bone fusion, especially in my neck. And I'm not sure what alternatives.
Not a lot of alternatives. I mean, I don't want you to have a bone fusion either. But you've got to look at a couple things with any kind of issue like this. You always want to make sure that, you know, as far as degeneration goes in the neck, well, you got somebody working on it for sure. So you got to have some kind of physician at some level that understands and works with, like a chiropractic physician, that understands the joints, that understands, and what I mean by that, an orthopedic is a fantastic choice. But non-surgical methods may be what you need more than anything. And in the spine, osteopathic physicians are great. It's called a DO and a DC. They're both great as well. So they could, and physical therapists are great too. So having someone that can manage that and watch that and kind of be your coach and your guide and help you with treatment is what you want to look at. So that's really the key overall, especially when you're dealing with degenerative disc. I mean, it's an issue that a lot of people struggle with and don't really know what to do. Now, working on the disc itself and giving the body proper nutrition to help rebuild collagen, vitamin C, heavy amounts of that, glucosamine is great as well. It works for some, not for others. But the MSM, there's a lot of great things like hyaluronic acid that can be helpful. Shark cartilage has really come on and has a lot of great things that we've been finding out about it. So, of course, good things out there, but at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're getting the right kind of meals to get the right kind of nutrients that you need to go to the next level. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can always go online, check us out on the web at getwellradio.com. We can help you get well, stay well, and live well. That's the key, isn't it? It's about living well, going to the next level. Exercise doesn't have to always be expensive, folks. Little health tip for you. Exercise, they're saying now by the U.S. Weight Control Information Network, offers some inexpensive suggestions. Take a walk or run around the local park or track in a nearby school. Go for a brisk walk around the nearest mall. Rent some inexpensive exercise videos. That's for sure. And don't have a dog to walk? Well, pretend you do and walk your own. Just don't hold a leash and drag it with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.